As often happens during Hollywood's blockbuster season, this summer's movies are overwhelmingly dominated by men. But there's one exception. The comedy The Heat, which opens today, centers on law enforcement officers played by Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. Our critic Bob Mondello says he had a better time watching this buddy flick than he expected to.
FBI agent Ashburn, played by Sandra Bullock, is great at catching crooks, but so uptight about following rules that even when it's just a matter of counting to three, no one's willing to work with her.
Wait for my three count. One, two. Unbelievable.
Boston's police officer Mullins, played by Melissa McCarthy, is equally good at catching crooks, but so temperamentally devoted to not following rules that no one's willing to work with her either.
I'm going to make you bend over, and I'm going to reach up into your pocket and get the keys to your house. And then I'm going to drive there and stab you with your own badge.
Got to get these two together, right? Here's how they meet.
Why are you about to be interrogated by an officer?
I am an officer, and that's my perp.
Could you just close the door on the way out?
I'll shut the door on you. Will you lay down here, put your head in the door, and I'll slam it about 157,000 times.
Things do get better from there, a little.
Maybe we can work together on this.
I don't need your help.
Obviously, the FBI can get information that you can't.
Maybe I just need to hear a little, I need your help, Mullins.
This is ridiculous, okay? FBI agent.
I need your help, Mullins.
I need your help, Mullins.
Is this a whisper party?
I want that third floor to hear it.
I need your help, Mullins. And then maybe give you a little echo on that, Mullins.
I need your help, Mullins! Mullins! Mullins!
Move, move, move! Even in that, you're annoying.
Director Paul Feig, who shepherded McCarthy to an Oscar nomination in Bridesmaids after a decade where she'd been misused by other directors, really gets his star, not just her profane improv, but her considerable grace with slapstick, and also the kind of offbeat sight gag that works for her, eating a red bell pepper while driving, for instance, which is unaccountably hilarious. The directors found some warmth in Bullock's Ice Maiden act, too, and when he gets both their characters doing shots and improvising during a barroom scene, well, let's just say one drinking game they come up with is going to make scotch tape a required bar accessory within a week or two. Katie Dippold's screenplay traipses through what some will regard as over-familiar buddy flick territory, but there's no denying that having women doing the traipsing gives the camaraderie a different resonance. Not exactly Thelma and Louise without the cliff, but in its own way, The Heat is as provocative as it is funny. Will it have box office heat? Oh, yeah. The Heat 2, already in the works. I'm Bob Mondello.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam and Franklin Cater, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Andy Huther and Cal Southworth.
At the arts desk, Laura Bertrand, Tom Cole, Sarah Saracen, and Sammy Yenigan. National desk staff include Steve Drummond, Andrea Bruce, Quinn O'Toole, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Russell Lewis, and Jason DeRose.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin, and ought to you know me as Robert Siegel. But at Twitter, I'm R. Siegel, or at R. Siegel 47.
And I'm Audie Cornish. You can all tweet me at NPR Audie. You're listening to All Things Considered at what is also known as NPR ATC from NPR News.